Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So Jessica and I were having a conversation and made some observations, and this could be just coincidence or whatever, but we have noticed that our snappiness, like, you know, when you're just bickering over stuff that's irrelevant, mm-hmm. occurs at the same time. Now, the logical explanation is, if she's in a grumpy mood and I'm not, and she says something like, you know, whatever she would say, oh my God, put your stuff in the dishwasher. Like, my response is just to laugh and go, I'm sorry, I forgot, and go do it. And then if I'm in a grumpy mood and I say, oh my God, you parked the car, you blocked me in the driveway again, and she's in a grump, she's like, oh my God, I'm sorry, and laughs and goes, moves it.
Right.
The fights start when we're both feeling grumpy. You know, she's like, you always tell me where to park, and you car if you parked over there, mm-hmm. blah, and then next thing you know, you're in a 10-minute fight about nonsense. So we were having this conversation around friends, trying to determine if we just are noticing it because the only time that we argue is when we're both in those grumpy moods, and it's mm-hmm. not really rare, or mm-hmm. If it's something different. Then we're just trying to figure it out. And so it was a stupid, mindless discussion until the people we were talking to brought up something that I had heard before, and I said, if I can bring Bert in on this. And he agreed, the guy that was sitting with us will participate. We could, in 90 days, have the answer. But this couple remembers reading and believes that men have cycles that affect their emotions much like women do.
I agree with that.
Now, obviously, there's a whole...
Can you let us just have something of our own?
No, I want it to be shared. No, please, feel it.
No, I want to have the cramps. That's what I want to share.
It doesn't make any sense because the theory would be that women would be cranky during that time of the month, mm-hmm. each month, when you have chemical things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Hormonal.
And your hormonal things going on that mm-hmm. guys don't have.
Right.
So how does it equate?
Is this like sympathetic labor pains?
No, because it doesn't necessarily have to line up with the woman or anything. It's just that nature created, everything in nature repeats in patterns. And mm-hmm. this guy, I mean, keep in mind, there are bottles of wine on the table. So this guy very like, whoa.
Sounds like there's more than just one.
Yeah. But like
something else from nature.
No, this is purely an alcohol fueled philosophical discussion where everything in nature is cyclical, and everything mm-hmm. has patterns.
Right.
The moon has a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The seasons.
It's 28 days, mm-hmm. right? There is the women's cycle, in theory, is 28 days.
Which is usually with the lunar cycle, yes.
Right, and it kind of follows. There's a natural existence of this 28-day period.
Mm-hmm.
So why can we just assume that men don't have anything going on chemically just because we don't have a external manifestation of that?
Because through science, you can prove the cycle of these other things. You're saying everything has a cycle because science has proven in these other areas that there are cycles.
You can see the moon.
But there can be something different.
You know, that's what I'm saying. This is why we have to do an experiment. You can see the moon moving throughout the month,
mm-hmm.
you can see the moon changing, and you can count, and you can see that
it takes
28 days.
Mm-hmm.
With a woman, you can count the days between the physical
and you can
the evidence,
you can see, and you can her hormone levels. You can actually measure that throughout the month.
But there's no physical change in men. Like, we don't get periods, so we don't have a marker to which we could start counting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we need to do, Bert, and my buddy is in on this as well.
Bert, since you're the other guy in the room.
Uh-huh. Barely.
Thank you. It's taken you 9 years to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know what? We got to get Carl involved too. And
that's
And we'll just get a bunch of guys.
He'll do it secretly. He'd never tell his buddies he's doing this.
Right.
And for 90 days.
For 90 days? For 3 months?
I think that's a good period.
All you have to do is put a smile or a frown or a thumbs up or a thumbs down or something on a calendar.
Just on how you're feeling that day.
Just keep a calendar at the here at the radio station.
Okay.
Me, you, and Carl could do it at the same one in the radio station. We'll just poke our head in. And I think after, within a month, we'll start to see if there's a pattern developing. And if every 28 days, Bert, if you have four grumpy days in a row,
mm-hmm.
then that's your cycle.
You've got your myriad.
Okay.
Because I do agree that there are periods in 1 month where a guy is uber grumpy and uber impatient, which is what women go through every single month. So I do think guys are on some sort of cycle.
Here's Candy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
Whereas women go through menopause, men do go through something called andropause.
What is that?
It's similar to menopause. It's where, like with us, it's the estrogen levels drop. With men, it's the testosterone levels drop.
No, that hasn't happened, I'll tell you that.
Is this real or is it just people want, because guys don't want to be left out?
Well, I want to believe it.
This is something I would like to be left out of.
It might not be real, but Wendy had, like, their... When I think of when I'm...
She's just trying to be nice to y'all and agree with you.
I believe it.
When I'm grumpy, like, it's never just for, like, an afternoon.
You'll
like,
save yourself a lot of ink if you just mark the times where you're not grumpy.
No, but I'm saying, like, as an overall...
You have, like, a reverse cycle. When you get happy, it's just for a couple days a month.
As an overall thing, if I was evaluating 24-hour periods at a time, I would say that I get grumpy in spurts.
Hey, Ronnie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert. Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thanks, man.
I have to agree with the comment because I've done it myself. I've based it. I have a cycle every 28 days. It's like based on the phase of the moon. Every full moon.
Are you kidding me?
I have a cycle.
How do you know? And what is your... Give me the details of your cycle.
My cycle, I sometimes get grumpy. I'm like really happy. I'm excited. I stress out. It's just a whole gamut of emotions that I never go through rest of the month. And I've seen this go on with a lot of my friends as well. So I always found it as odd, but I was like, but after I've done the research, I was like, yeah, it happens.
So for 4 or 5 days out of the month, you menstruate.
Probably about seven.
Menstruation.
You go through menstruation.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's not quite on topic, but it reminds me of an article I'm going to have to post. I mean, Gloria Steinem, which older listeners know that name. I mean, she was part of the women's movement in the 70s, but she started out as a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the articles that she wrote years ago was If Men Could Menstruate, the hilarious take on if it was the guy that was having his period instead of the woman. Hilarious. So I'm going to have to, because it goes along with my thing of like, guys don't want to be left out. All of a sudden you're creating this thing because you too want to have the sympathy.
I want them to
We're
feel
very
it.
Very competitive.
Yeah.
Hey, Audria, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to let you guys know, I can't remember where I read it, but I do remember reading an article somewhere that actually the scientists studied men's hormones, and you do see a cyclical change, just like women go through a cycle as well. I wish I could remember where I read it or what hormones they were studying. But it's not just, you guys can't just track when you're grumpy, because grumpy happens for different reasons. You know, your son could be acting up and you're in a bad mood. But it's that grumpy that you can't figure out why mm-hmm. you're angry.
Right.
So well, I can just say you're on your cycle, Jeff. Are you on your cycle today?
I'm just menstruating. Leave me alone.
I need a heating pad.
Save that. No, I want you guys to feel in. I want to know what days it happens on so I can just punch you in like the stomach so you can feel the pain too, not just the grumpiness, so we can all be on the same page.
Why did it get so violent?
Get so angry.
Because
obviously
you guys to feel the pain and what it's like.
Because she's on her period too.
Yeah, obviously, Wendy, you've got your period, and Bert and I know what that's like, and guess what? We suck it up when it happens, and now you need to.
Do you think eventually, we're going to start doing, and tracking our grumpiness, and do you think it'll be sort of like a sorority after a while where
we all line up?
Our menstruation cycles will start to line up?
Well, I do think when Carl is here on Friday, we should all go into your office with all the candles and stuff,
uh-huh.
and we should write in a feelings journal.
Hey, The Bert Show.